Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have in the studio today, yes, I know, you can't, I know you can't believe it, we got Lewis McHale here. Lewis, how the heck are you?
I'm very well, Pete. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so well, and you in rehearsals there, because we, you know, we did get you out of the green room, and we got you in the lounge, the live lounge, and you're sounding brilliant.
Oh, thank you. I'm treated very well here.
Wait, is this why you keep coming back?
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah, what
Pete.
Was your tipple tonight in there? Because I didn't get to poke my head in. What were you drinking?
Cup of Bovril.
A cup of Bovril? The man lies. So it was the way your eyes lit up when I said Boddington's. Wasn't that a fine drink?
Good times.
Good times, you see. Now, that was when you used to get drinks in a can. It would come out all creamy, wouldn't it?
They don't make them like they used to.
Is there a creamy beer like Boddington's anymore? Anyone?
Maybe
anyone?
Murphy's, but...
Murphy's. Now, you see, that would be a sort of a stout, creamy drink, wouldn't
that's
it?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And Boddington's was about the only... Was the only kind of bitter I used to like, because it's kind of sweet and creamy.
What about John Smith's?
Similar, but does that exist still?
It does. Oh. I see it in the supermarket sometimes. Not in Spain, of course, no, but any time I'm in Tesco
you're just
over here.
Dropping in the fact that you are literally Espanole.
Yeah.
We just had a message in from Andy, listening in Canterbury, saying the cream of Manchester. That was it.
Yes.
That was the ad, wasn't it?
Or, that's right. That's
Bayek. And she'd wipe her mouth, wouldn't she? So listen, thanks for coming in. That was lovely to see you. Talking beer. Come back again. Anytime. Oh, no, sorry. What? we're not
Excuse
here.
Me?
We're not here to talk beer. Of course we're not. No, we're here to talk Lewis McHale. Now, you have pressed this beautiful, beautiful looking album. Fresh, not even off the press. It's not even out yet.
Yep, this is an advanced copy just for you, Pete. So this is my brand new album that will be out on the 1st of November, which is a Friday. So for anyone that's celebrating Halloween on the 31st of October on Thursday night, it will be out on midnight.
Ooh,
there we
spooky.
Go. It's a bit of a spookier one, this album.
Well,
you know.
It is called Ghost at the Feast, so I hope there's some spook involved. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
We've just been sent the video on YouTube of the Boddington's ad from 1993.
Oh.
Look at that. Love it. Gladys Althorp, she never buys her own. That Gladys, love it. Thank you for that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for paying attention, people out there. So tell us about Ghost at the Feast. It's a 9-tracker. How long does it take?
To be fair, some of the tracks I recorded during lockdown, but they weren't on my last album because I didn't think the vibes worked, because the last album's a little bit different.
Interesting.
So I saved some of these tracks, and I thought I was going to make an EP, but then because I kept writing more tracks, I thought, oh, I've got enough for an album. So I wanted to, and because this album was mixed and mastered by Tim Holhouse, I thought, it's got that spooky, dark
kind of
vibe.
Well, we love a bit of Tim Holhouse. Yeah, thanks for putting him our way.
Of course, anytime.
How is Tim? I haven't seen him for a while.
He's great. I don't know where in the world he is at the moment. I think he might be in the UK before he goes off on his travels again. But I'll be meeting up with him in November when he comes to Spain, and we're going to do 10 days around the country, probably around the north area, so Madrid and Catalonia.
You're getting all the messages in, I tell you. The lovely man they call Mike Garrett has just messaged. He goes, Lewis! He says, legend. He is a legend. He's an absolute ledge.
No, he's a legend.
We've also got Chris here from Intoxicated Pigeon. He says, hi Pete, fab show so far. Every track has been a banger. Looking forward to hearing Mr. McHale on the airwaves of Brighton again. Can you mention the new rock night? Oh, this is about him now. So that was your only
bit. I'm happy for that.
He says, can you mention the new rock night that Mike from the Ziggurat, the Mike we've just mentioned, and myself run? It's called Rock Night, N-I-T-E, catchy. It's at the Hare and Hound this Friday. Like a bit of Hare and Hound, just down the road.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there.
I will be there.
Get this, you see. If you wanted a hook, you could actually get to meet Lewis McHale. Folks, seriously, I'm not kidding. the man himself, is going to be very inspired by classic nights at the Hungry Years, as well as the old Gloucester Thursday nights and Rock Brighton at Hove Town Hall. A lot of references, a lot of time, loving it. It will start at 8 o'clock and finish just before 12. Well, thanks, guys, and it's a fiver. Isn't that brilliant? Andy in Canterbury wants to know, Spain, he says, is that Brighton? Now, listen, you, Lewis couldn't be more local, all right? Just because he's moved technically to Spain for a bit, he's still Brighton, and he's here, isn't he? Honestly, get back in your box.
Brighton, that's really difficult to say. Brighton, born and bred. That I almost had a bit of trouble trying
that's
to say
why
that.
I would never attempt it, not even close. Although I did attempt earlier, and I hope you noticed, the dead red lips.
Oh, yeah.
Dead
try
red
saying
lips.
That
try
10 times.
Try saying that a lot. Not usually. Do you want to play a livey? Because you're all ready.
Absolutely, I'm ready to go.
And yeah. I'm just babbling and gabbling. What are you going to play for us?
So this is the first single from the album, and it's going to be on the album. And it's called Happy as a Skeleton.
Take it away.
Let's go for it. Yes, I'm feeling fine. I get asked this all the time. Play me a happy tune. Time for me to kill the mood. Heard this song before. Will you ask for more? I like singing sad songs and I don't know why. It's not a lie. I would serenade you something nice. It's not my vibe. I'm the lifeless soul of the party and that's good enough for me. My insides on the outside. I'm as happy as a skeleton can be. You think I'm feeling low? I can feel it in my bones. Will you sing along with me? I'm just trying to be me. Everyone's walking out. That's why I scream and I shout. I like singing sad songs and I don't know why. It's not a lie. I would serenade you something nice. It's not my vibe. I'm the loveless soul of the party and that's good enough for me. My insides on the outside. I'm as happy as a skeleton can be. Sticks and stones won't break my bones, but I can sing on my own. You say my songs are dreary, I just call it being me. Sticks and stones won't break my bones, but I can sing on my own. You say my songs are dreary, I just call it being me. I like singing sad songs and I don't know why. It's not a lie. Would serenade you something nice. It's not my vibe. I'm the loveless soul of the party and that's good enough for me. My insides on the outside. I'm as happy as a skeleton can be.
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh Pete Jones, oh Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.
Wow, Yes, of course. That was Lewis McHale's jingle with the amazing man they call Bad Motherfucker, of course, Steve. Where's he at?
He's somewhere in Bristol. I think he's on his way back. Yeah, he could make today, unfortunately.
Oh, do you mean he's literally there for the day? He hasn't moved or something?
No, he was there for the weekend.
we'll allow that. Well, when you speak to Steve, will you say hi?
I'll see him
And
soon.
If he's got any new material, I am so hungry.
Of course.
For Bad Motherfucker.
Always. Thank Who you. Isn't?
Well, I don't know. And I don't want to know. Lovely message in from Whammer listening. He says, Pete, loving the show. Can you mention, okay, here's another plug. Atlantic Crossing are playing the Neptune Friday night, 27th from 8:45. Okay, they are brilliant, by the way. Atlantic Crossing, brilliant, brilliant band. They're playing the Neptune Friday night, 27th. From 8:45. There you go. Cheers, Wama. Lovely to have you out there. Of course, we got Lewis McHale live and sounding brilliant. That's a track called Happy as a Skeleton. It is off the brand new album, which we got here, Ghost at the Feast. What's the best place for people to get this from you? How would you like people to purchase it?
People can get it off www.real-records.co.uk, and there'll be a pre-order for the vinyl, which is incredibly exclusive.
Did you say the word vinyl?
I did indeed.
Oh, my God. Listen, I already referenced the fact you're the cassette man, so now you're the vinyl man too.
And there will be cassettes, and they're off residualwasterecords.bandcamp.com.
So what is it? Because you know, you are of an age, but you're somewhere short of the cassette world, surely, when you were
no.
a kid. So when you were a kid, did you have tapes?
I used to record off the radio onto tapes.
Folks, he doesn't look old enough, but we're letting that go. So cassettes have been embedded in your DNA.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously vinyl. And then CD.
Absolutely.
And then MP3, and then download. It's crazy, isn't
it? I skipped mini disc. I never had a mini disc player.
Yeah, I knew a couple of people, but that was it. Yeah, you're right. That didn't quite work. But it's just exhausting. VHS, oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Betamax.
I wish you would. So there you go. That's just our little world whistle stop talk. I've written down the words diddly bow. Why have I done that?
Because one of the tracks that I'm going to attempt after this one was originally recorded on the diddly bow. And
what's a diddly bow?
It's like the origin of how the guitar was built. So, like, it was a plank of wood with things like bottles. And you put the string over it, then you can tune it, and then with a slide you can play like notes. So that's, it's like how blues music used to be played.
And so you've got a diddly bow?
Yeah, I made one during
you
the
made
pandemic.
A diddly bow? Yeah. Of course you did. I was making banana bread. You were making diddly bows. Of course you were. Of course. Why did I even doubt that? Listen, would you like to play something without the diddly bow? What have you got lined up?
Well, I realised, because we were talking about Boddington's and talking about beer...
Yes. Slight sidetrack, yeah.
I felt it was only appropriate I play a track off my previous album called Beer Pressure.
No way. I remember
this. It's got to be
done. Of course it has. Oh, folks, we got Lewis McHale. By the way, Lewis, are you popping over to say hi to people, or are you popping over to play live in Brighton? Have you got any liveies, or have we missed you already on this trip?
I'm going to play a little set at the Southern Bell on Thursday.
Southern Bell, that's this coming Thursday. That's something like, what date is that? 26th.
I think so.
That's something like the 26th of September, you see. Luckily, his PA people and PR people are all here. Okay, so that, and where is that? Where do people find that venue?
It's off of Western Road towards
online.
Hove.
You're right, they find it online. Come on, you do the work. So it's off Western Road near Hove. Yes, okay, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a track called Beer Pressure.
Take it away.
Through Fridays, the weekend is landed once again. It's time to be someone that's not me, so I can fit in with my friends. Can I get another beer, please, to drink the night away? Can I get a shot of whiskey to drown my sorry pain? Can I get another shot, please? It's gonna hit me in the morning, and when the night is through, what is left for me to do? Whoa, whoa, not much to me when you know me. just waste the night away. All my hopes and dreams can just wait. Can I get another beer, please? To drink the night away. Can I get a shot of whiskey? To drown my sorry pain. Can I get another shot, please? It's gonna hit me in the morning. And when the night is through, what is left for me to do?
For anyone listening out there, I'm going to rewrite the last chorus of this song.
What?
For those of you who don't drink. So this is the alcohol-free beer pressure for you. It goes like this. Can I get another coffee to keep me up at night? Can I get another Coke, please? And not the powdered type. Can I get another Fanta? It's gonna help me with my banter. And when the night is through, I'll have me an iron brew. And when the sun will rise, that is when I'll have another pint.
Oh my days, are you kidding? Folks, you have no idea. He wasn't playing that until we mentioned Boddington's and decided to play it. I know, the guy's an absolute ledge. He is, you're absolutely right.
Responsibly out there, please.
Well, no, clearly. And, although it's hard to drink iron brew responsibly, but there we go. We'll
it's the greatest drink.
Is it really? Is it really?
I'm half Scottish, what can I say?
Which half? don't answer that. Yeah. I think rose-tinted, you've relocated mostly to Spain. Iron brew is obviously a dreamy thing in your head. That or you've forgotten. I don't know. We got the lovely Lewis McHale here. Over for Spain to just to say hi to his mates, basically, support.
And you.
Anyone he can. Bless him. And to mention the fact that he's got Ghost at the Feast. Now, listen, are you going to come back and do a little album tour promo? What's your plan for that?
In early next year, I think I'm going to do a UK tour type thing.
Fair diddly.
Because
the weather's rubbish in November. Yeah, no, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
I'm going to do the Spain tour in November for the album, but then I'll look at next year.
So you live about, is it an hour outside of Madrid or not as much as that?
It's about 3.5 hours driving from Madrid, but...
wasn't there a speedy train that got you there quicker? No, I'm making that up. Fair enough.
I wish.
Fair enough. And is it very beautiful and hot and dusty?
It's quite warm now, but to be honest with you, in December, January time, it's like colder than England because I live in a kind of...
Whatever.
I live in the valleys, really, in a mountainous area.
Terrible.
It's beautiful, though, but the mountains look nice with all the snow.
You get light, though. Cannot look me in the eyes and say you don't get light.
No, it's dark in the morning and evening. Yeah,
stop it now.
It's like here.
No, it's not.
It's like I never moved.
Do you think none of us have travelled? We don't. What are you on about? No one's buying this nonsense. Not even your diddly bow is buying it. Lewis, thank you so much for popping by. Have you got time for one more?
That
you actually plan to play this time?
I haven't.
You're going to play another one from the album?
I'm a little bit unprepared, but I'm going to give it a go.
Well, welcome to the show. Hello.
Let's just take risks. You know, you've got to in this life, you know.
Yeah, you so do. What are you going to play?
Well, this is the one that's actually on the diddly bow.
Mr. Risk Man. I've
adapted it to the guitar, so I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
This song is called Point of No Return, and this song was actually co-written by Mike Garrett.
Not
from
the...
Rise of the Ziggurat, yeah.
You've got a Ziggurat-influenced co-wrote track.
Oh, yeah, and the single that we did is out this Friday, so it'll be on all the streaming platforms.
And when it does come out, it will have a diddly bow on it.
Oh, yeah.
But this version is diddly bowless.
Oh, yeah, diddly bows, bells and whistles, the lot.
I would say there's diddly bow squat to do with it, quite frankly.
Exactly.
Would you mind playing it and getting me out of this hole?
Let's do it. All right, here we go. things I wanna say to you. Now I'm waiting to let my message through. My words disappear in a haze. My opinion just goes to waste. I don't exist. There's no other way to turn. There's no escape. This is the point of no return. There is no turning back. Damage is done now. You see straight through me. Feeling so empty. Never thought that I would be a ghost. I've given up, I will not be your host. Look me in the eye, landed such a blow. No, it's been some time, but I will not let it go. Look me in the eye, landed such a blow. I know it's been some time, but I will not let it go.
Thank you so much for coming in. That was awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was quite a way to end it, wasn't it?
Well, I would say it was an ending.
Two That's jollier songs and then we just...
Just took us down a little bit. But it worked beautifully. And when I play the next track, you'll know why. Thank you so much for
coming
in.
Thank you so
in.
Much for
you
having me, Pete.
You are such a saint and a scholar to boot.
Thank you so much.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.